Keely.
Hi.
Can you tell me about the person who has been kindest to you in your life?
In my life? Probably my grandpa or my mom. Yeah, my mom, well, more than kind, she's just been like a really good person in my life. And my grandpa is, he loves me so much. So he's always showing love. Like, his mind is deteriorating, but he still always, like, shows me love. Like, today was his birthday, but he gave me, like, allowance. Even though I gave him, like, a shitty gift, he gave me allowance. And, like, I don't know, he's just always rooting for me. And so, yeah. He's always been kind to me. Next question.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is when I was little, there was a pool right in front of my house. And so I would, every summer, I would go and swim like every single day. So like I probably learned to swim when I was like 3 or 4. Just like by myself, by being like tossed in the water. And so, yeah, so I love water and, like, the beach and stuff, and so those are probably my happiest memories. Yeah.
Are you good at swimming?
I'm not, like, good, but, like, I can survive. Like, if I was tossed overboard, like, I would probably be able to keep myself up until I got to, like, a lifeboat.
Did you learn swimming by yourself, or did someone teach you?
My dad kind of taught me the basics. Like, he would, he taught me how to use my arms and stuff and how to kick. He taught me, like, the basic form and, like, when I should come up to breathe and stuff. And, yeah. So he basically.
How long?
Yeah.
Sorry. How long did it take you to learn the swimming skills?
I don't really remember because I was so young. And so I just kind of, it just naturally over time. I don't know, water's always been a part of my life. Like, swimming's always been just something that I can do. Like, that's why I'm so surprised when people are like, oh yeah, I've never learned how to swim. It's like, what? You just learn, you know? But, like, that was just for me, because I lived in front of, I was lucky enough to be near a pool. And so, and live near, like, live in SoCal where, like, there's a beach, like, right there. And so, yeah. I take that for granted, I think. Being able to swim and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel most grateful for being born in America. Because if I was born as a girl in somewhere like the Middle East, where you know, I forgot what it's called, the Taliban, they, like, reign, where if I was born in a region like that, or if I was born in a third world country where I'm expected to support my family by the age of, like, 13, then, you know, I wouldn't be able to go to school, I wouldn't be able to pursue the dreams that I have, I wouldn't even know, like, what my dreams were, because I wouldn't have that kind of opportunity. And so I'm really grateful that I'm born in a country where, you know, healthcare is expensive, but it's not impossible to get. And food is like, yeah, sure, it's like, oh yeah, we complain about like grocery prices rising and stuff, but it's like possible to get, like, I will not starve, you know? I mean, there are starving people in America, but I won't starve. Yeah, so I'm grateful that I was born in a first world country, like America, where I have opportunities and I'm allowed to dream. Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Some of the most important lessons that I've learned. not everyone is going to like you. I think that's something that's really important to learn. Especially if in Asian culture, like, it's the rule to be polite to everyone. And, like, you have to be kind to everyone. And you have to, like, be selfless and put everyone before yourself. But, like, even when you do that and people still don't show you the same courtesy, or, like, they are still, like, mean to you, or, like, they still don't think highly of you. I think that took a while for me to accept. Like, some people are just not going to like you, no matter what you do. Some people are just, you know, they just, you get on their nerves. Like, sometimes you are the person that pushes their buttons without you even knowing it, you know? Sometimes you're just that person. Like, no matter what you do, you're going to be that person to them. And I think that was an important lesson for me to learn. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I'm just
going to
be the bad guy. Sorry.
Do you think you're applying that lessons in your life?
I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm trying not to be such a people pleaser. Because sometimes, and like, I'm trying not to think of myself as the person that's always right. Because sometimes I'm the person in someone else's life that's, I'm the bad guy in someone else's. Like, if that person's life was a movie, I'm like the mean girl. I'm the enemy. And I might be that person for someone. And I think, yeah. I think, like, learning that I'm not perfect and, like, I'm not always right. Yeah. Yeah. That was, yeah.
Okay. What are your proudest of in your life?
I'm proud that I was able to grow up normally. Without having two parents. Like, I'm proud that, I mean, I guess I'm not proud, but I'm just relieved that I'm not, like, fucked up or something. Like, I'm just, like, I'm not messed up in the head. I mean, maybe I am, but who, like, I'm not, like, totally, like, depressed or anything, even though, like, yeah. Like, even though I didn't grow up with, like, a father figure, I think I turned out okay. Like, that didn't really affect me that much. That's just what I think, though. If, like, a therapist examined me, they would probably find some problems, but, like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't really affect my life, the way I see the world. Yeah. I think I was able to manage without, like, a dad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How has living through this experience made you feel?
It's made me feel surprised that there's that many people who will continue to only care about their own rights over the lives of other people. Like, yeah, your constitutional rights are important, but people are literally dying. I don't think that's the number one priority right now. And, it's just been surprising to think that there's that many people in America who think that, they have the right to do whatever they want. And that spirit of defiance, like, quote-unquote defiance in America is big. But I think a lot of people don't know when that just borders into selfishness and stupidity. Because people are literally dying. You know, like, just 1 week ago, I heard a story, like, about a family friend, my teacher's family friend, who her whole family got coronavirus, and her grandmother passed away, her mother's in ICU, her father's kidney is failing, and, like, she has corona, too, and she's in the hospital, and her brother and her are home alone, and they might not ever see their parents again, and that just, it makes me angry that people are so selfish in the face of a national tragedy and this, like, in the face of this, like, they're still just thinking about themselves. And they're thinking about, why can't I go into Costco without a mask? That's their number one priority. And I think that's so selfish, and it's really making me angry, this quarantine is. It's really making me angry. Like, I see on the news of, in Los Angeles, people are going to Santa Monica, and I guess, like, reopening of the beaches isn't, like, that hard of a thing to ask, but it's just, people are gathering without masks, and they're with their babies, and they're with their, like, grandparents, and there's, like, thousands of healthcare workers in the hospitals right now, like, laying down their lives for sick people, and I don't know, the total disregard that people have is really shocking to me. I didn't know that people could be that selfish. Yeah.
Are you disappointed to people?
Yes, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed, but I'm also uplifted by the millions of essential workers and healthcare workers that are just out there in the midst of it all, like in the midst of all the people that are saying that they should have the right to go out when people are dying. Like, they're still coming out and they're giving their all to save these people. And I find that really admirable, and I'm really thankful that I am able to carry on with my own life in a normal way while they're, like, laying down their lives so that I can continue that kind of life. Yeah.
Okay. Are you afraid? What frightens you?
I'm afraid of loved ones getting sick, because my grandfather has Parkinson's disease, and he's, like, been in and out of the hospital for the past couple of years, and so already his immune system is not good. And so, yeah, that kind of scares me, that he might get sick, or my grandma might get sick, or my dad might get sick, or just any family member, really. And I'm scared of the power that ignorance has. And I'm scared of the fact that, like, even though our president literally said, like, early on that, oh yeah, it's not a problem, it's a fluke, it'll go away in, like, 3 months, and then all of a sudden, like, millions of people are getting diagnosed, and then he's like, oh yeah, like, I said it was a problem from the beginning, and, like, the fact that that man is our president kind of scares me. The fact that he's getting tested for corona every single day, and the fact that everyone he encounters is getting tested, and yet he's still saying, like, oh yeah, it's not a big deal, it's fine, that scares me. Yeah. That scares me.
If you were the president, how would you do?
I would do what Korea did, actually. That might be a bit harder because America's a lot bigger, but I would do my best to, like, be able to reach into impoverished communities and allow them to, you know, get testing, you know, because a lot of the time it's, like, money issues, and only people that have connections or have a lot of money are able to get tested and stuff. And also, I would I would like put more programs and plans into place to help those that have been unemployed by coronavirus. I would, you know, like implement more support for those people. And I would immediately shut down any protests that are being held in open spaces. I would shut them down. I would, you know what kind of makes me mad though, is that when people were peacefully protesting on North Dakota tribe land, they were peacefully protesting. They were just gathering, like, peacefully. They were protesting the, like, a pipeline being laid in Native American Holy Land. And they were assaulted with rubber pellets and gas, and they were basically just, like, assaulted by the government. And when people are literally gathering together without masks and endangering the lives of thousands of people, they're just sent home without consequence. And that would definitely not happen if I was president. Yeah. They would definitely not go home without consequence. That's the stupidest thing ever. They're literally endangering people's lives. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Next question. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest way your life has changed because of the pandemic?
Everything. I don't go outside anymore. I've gone out like 2 times in the past 3 months. Online school, of course. And just like the kind of, actually that's kind of it. I don't know, I don't feel that affected by COVID. I just kind of feel whatever by it. Just like, yeah, we stay home, cool.
For what reasons do you go out?
Market. I took a walk once, but it was scary, so I never went out again. Yeah. I go to the market sometimes, though, with my mom.
You wear masks every time?
Yes, of course. I wear this mask. I wear this mask from Korea. Nice. Right? And it has like this filter thing on it.
It's high quality.
I know it is. My aunt gave it to me from Korea.
Oh. Are you grateful for her?
Yes, I'm grateful for her. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for my komu, my dad's sister. She loves me so much. Yeah. But she has her own kid now, so whatever. Okay, oh my gosh. This,